next generation model into new operating system. There will be a next generation model next year, if not before, and there will be software enhancements, and there will be development of fantastic apps in the next few months that don't exist today. So, if you were being sensible and everything about it, you would buy later, not now. The only reason to buy it now is if you want to be in there at the beginning, doing something, you know, getting familiar with that new platform before other people, before the masses. You need to be an early adopter, and that's why I've just one through my podcasting company, because I feel it will be useful for my podcasting company if we're up to date with the latest. In mobile computing and media consumption and all that sort of thing. Not a purchase to make if you're looking for value for money, but if you've got a valid usage case with your reviewing photographs on the set, on location, if that's a valid use case and that sets you apart, maybe you can do it with a laptop. It doesn't need to be an iPad for that. Interesting to see what you do, but I think go and try one somewhere, maybe an Apple store, or visit a friend who's got one or something, just to experience it, I think. Right, okay, so Friday feeling. It's been a long week. Hopefully the week will end on a high note, and next week hopefully will be less frenetic. Hopefully. So I look forward to hearing Andy's latest brew about location-based stuff, because I really do think that the audio boo infrastructure, you know, it's obviously there, and no doubt there's an API which is available to people to develop applications on top of it, and maybe this location-based grazing filtering audio boo app could be such an application built on the API. Or maybe I need to just boo at Mark Rock and see if we can convince him to modify his audio boo client to provide some of those features. Maybe rather than choosing nearby boos or followed boos or featured boos, maybe you should be able to sort of combine those choices. So I'll have nearby boos from followed, please, so that way if I follow the National Trust or the Lonely Planet Guides or whatever, then I will automatically get content from them rather than just from anyone that's posted in my location in the local area. Maybe that would be an idea. Maybe we should lobby Mark Rock to do that. Okay, take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again at some point. Toodle-boo.